Now, Margaret Mills is back this week with the story of Bursted Lodge in Billericay. Another ghost story, Margaret.
Yes, indeed. Bursted Lodge, for those of you who know Billericay or live in Billericay, will know it's an 18th century building, a rather grand looking house still, although it's surrounded by mainly modern developments, next door to Billericay Library, in fact. Now, as I say, it's a grand house, it's a four-storey house, and from the outside, let alone the inside, it looks just the sort of place to have a ghost. And it has at least one that I know of, a well-documented one. The story goes that it was in the 18th century, somewhere around about 1790, when an elderly lady in the neighbourhood was employed as a nurse for a sick gentleman who was laying in bed on the fourth floor of Bursted Lodge. He was too ill to move and needed 24-hour attendance. There was a day nurse who looked after him, and they wanted somebody who would agree to stay at Bursted Lodge overnight. Now, Bursted Lodge at that time was owned by a nobleman who was non-resident. He lived in London, but it was used on odd occasions by him and by members of his family for visits. But apart from that, for a lot of the time, the house was empty. Now, the elderly lady who was employed to take over from the day nurse was told that the only visitor would be a doctor who would come occasionally from London to check on the progress of the invalid. On the first night, she was in the upper room, lit only, of course, by candles. And the gentleman was laid in the bed, and she was under strict instructions to care for the gentleman, but to not talk to him unless absolutely essential. Now, she noticed during the night that he was becoming increasingly agitated, and so she left her seat and went to the bed to see if there was anything she could do to help him. And she noticed that there was a lady sitting in a chair at the side of his bed. Now, this gave the nurse quite a fright, because she'd been assured by the day nurse when she took over from her that nobody had visited the house that day. No one had crossed the threshold except for the doctor, who'd stayed for about half an hour and then left again. The nurse just thought, well, perhaps I closed my eyes and a member of the family was in the house and they've come up to the room and I was just not aware of it. She tried to speak to the lady, but the lady became quite agitated, waving her hand and her arm to indicate that the nurse should go back to her seat, resume her seat and just keep quiet, which is what she did. The nurse was overcome by a feeling of sleepiness shortly afterwards, closed her eyes for a moment, and when she opened her eyes again, the lady at the side of the bed had disappeared. Now, the nurse was extremely frightened by what had happened and lost no opportunity of speaking to the day nurse as soon as she came on in the morning to relieve her. The day nurse was just dismissive and said, well, it was obviously a member of the family. And on that undertaking, the night nurse came back the following day and took over. Well, exactly the same thing happened the night following. And by now, the night nurse was not wanting to spend any more time in Bursted Lodge, but she was persuaded by the day nurse that she should spend one more night there and that this wouldn't happen again. It was too much of a coincidence that it should happen for the third time. And so, much against her will, the nurse was persuaded to sit in for a third night. Now, this time she was determined that she would not close her eyes during the night. Again, about the same time as before, she noticed the man in the bed becoming very agitated, tossing and turning. So, getting up and taking her candle in her hand, the nurse walked to the bed, and there was the same lady as before. The nurse this time didn't sit down as she was told to do by the lady waving her hand and arm and indicating that the nurse should go back to her seat, but she stood by the door on sentry duty determined that if the lady left, there was no way she would be able to get past her. The lady rose up from her seat and walked towards the door. And as she did so, the nurse raised her candle. She noticed that the lady was wearing a veil, but as the nurse raised the candle, the lady flung back the veil. Instead of a face, the nurse was looking at a death's head. There was simply a skeleton, the head of a skeleton, with two round circles where the eyes should be. There was a scream of horrified laughter from the nurse, who was hysterical, and she said that all she could remember was collapsing onto the floor, falling to the floor. The next day, the day nurse discovered the man in the bed was dead, and the nurse was lying senseless on the floor. The nurse did recover, and she was able to tell the story of what had happened to her and the ghostly lady, but the nurse died suddenly 3 months later. There's a postscript to this story in that when the gentleman was buried, it said that a cloaked and very richly robed, richly dressed, very important looking man attended the funeral, and he looked remarkably like the king of the day, King George III.
Dear me, I'm glad I wasn't the nurse. This is another ghostly story next week.
Yes, we will be having another ghostly story next week, and it will be the Centurion of Mersey Island.
The Centurion of Mersey Island. Oh, we'll look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret.